Police cars, search and rescue trucks, a television crew. The town was in an uproar. How could Flipper T find the boy Jake and the dog Zipper in all that commotion? He wished more than ever that he could make himself heard, even by humans who didn't believe in elves. But he might as well have shouted into a hurricane. Everyone was so busy being busy, they had no time for a frantic elf who could lead them to the exact location they needed to go to save Lincoln. "Where I must urgently get them before dinner," he wrung his hands anxiously. His only chance was to find Lincoln's older brother and their grandparents' dog. Children and pets are so much smarter than adults when it comes to make-believe, he thought. "Why, they can spot an elf like me before an elf even know he exists," Flipper T declared. "As for trolls, kids just naturally fear 'em. Every child has a troll lurking under his bed, doesn't he?" he thought. "Or in her closet, or in a dark, dank corner of the basement." Since he couldn't ask where Jake and Zipper might be, all he could do was race around town looking for them. "Well, surely that's not all I can do," he suddenly realized, remembering Jake, Lincoln, and Zipper walking up from Maple Lane through Waterwheel Park that morning with what he took to be their grandmother and grandfather. He had followed them from there to Scoops by the Sea. "They live in Old Town," Flipper T figured. Then he remembered them talking about a park they played in on a beach with a little island you could walk out to at low tide. Kin Beach, he recalled. They must live somewhere near here, he supposed, retracing that morning's walk down Maple Street, following his instincts. And it wasn't long before Flipper T chanced upon Jake and Zipper, the boy sitting on the steps, his dog laying on the walk of what looked like a snug and cozy house surrounded by a colorful garden, the two of them looking very glum indeed.